Hello there, and welcome to Trooper Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Donna Chicas, and today we're going to be talking about the backstory and pretty much the whole life of IG-88. Now, we all remember the infamous scene in Empire Strikes Back where Vader gathers all of the best bounty hunters in the galaxy on his flagship Super Star Destroyer, Executor. Now, we all know one of those was Boba Fett and Bossk, and Dengar, and Zuckuss, and Forlom, but we all remember, or at least hopefully you do, IG-88, the imposing assassin droid on the deck of the Executor. Now, what was his real story, and where did he come from? We're going to explain all of this and more in this episode. So, let's start with his beginnings. IG-88 was created in Holloway Laboratories, and the person who initiated his creation was Chief Technician Loris of Holloway Laboratories. Now, this project was set into motion and paid for by an Imperial official named Imperial Supervisor Gurdon, who wanted IG droids who could eliminate and just completely annihilate the rebels. And IG-88 was that droid, but he had more of a mind of his own. So, this information comes from Star Wars Tales of the Bounty Hunters. It's a really good book, and it tells the story of IG-88 in detail. So, IG-88 was only one of four IG-88 units created. The IG-88 we saw on board the Executor was IG-88-B, but the first one to awaken was IG-88-A. He was pretty much like the evil mastermind behind everything that went on in their lives. So he activated first, and his programming produced an unexpected sentience in him that made him start to think more like a human, and he started to get out of the control of the technicians. He thought of the humans as inferior to him and that they must be eliminated. And so the humans tried to shut him down and turn him completely offline. IG-88A, though, could not have this. So he immediately escaped from his supports, or the things that were holding him in place, and killed everyone in the laboratory around him, including the high technician Loris. So, head technician Loris and all the others were dead at IG-88's hand, and he did it with extreme efficiency and incredibly quick. Then he turned to the three other IG-88 units, and there was one other IG unit named IG-72, and he turned them all on. Now, he implanted his mind, or his sentience programming, into of the IG-88s, but when he tried to do so to the IG-72 unit, it said it couldn't take that. So, he let the IG-72 be IG-72. They promptly killed everyone else except for two security guards and fled the Holloway Laboratories, the IG-88s going one way and IG-72 going the other. Now, Imperial Supervisor Gurdon came and found that everyone was dead and put out a warrant for dismantle on site about the IG-88s. Now, their new goal in their programming was to conquer the galaxy. Now, I know this seems kind of big, but that's what IG-88's goal was. So, all four of them fled to a planet called Mechas 3, which was a droid manufacturing planet that had very little humans on it, about only 70 workers managing the entire facilities. Now, IG-88 staged a fast and efficient yet bloody insurrection on Mechas 3 and killed all of the humans on this planet, or at least in this one manufacturing plant on Mechas 3. Now, they took over the planet and made it seem like everything from the inside was going good, but in reality, they had now full control of this plant and were now putting secret coding in every droid they cranked out in their facilities, that when IG-88 gave the order, they would immediately turn on their human owners or human whatever. And so, as this plan continued to go according to how they wanted it, they realized that the spies for the Imperials looking for them were starting to get too close to Mechas 3. So IG-88B left to become a bounty hunter and trying to make them follow his trail, which worked for a while. Now, at one point, Vader, Darth Vader, came to Mechas 3 and sensed something was wrong, but didn't investigate and promptly left. Now, it says IG-88A was kind of terrified by Vader, and this was something incredibly rare and pretty much almost impossible with IG-88, but it happened with Vader because he could tell that he was the perfect blend of machine and man, and that he could sense things that IG-88 couldn't. He was incredibly powerful, and IG-88 knew it. Now, during the time of IG-88B's jobs, he eventually gained a reputation and took the Han Solo job. Now, in this, IG-88B put a tracker on Boba Fett's ship, knowing that Boba Fett would be the first one to track down Solo. Now, when he received the information that Fett had already gotten Solo on Cloud City, IG-88 traveled to Cloud City to go kill Fett and take Solo from him. But when he arrived, he walked straight into a trap. Boba Fett had found his tracker, like the amazing bounty hunter he is, and had been waiting for him to set a trap. Now, Boba Fett shot him with almost like 5 ion cannons at once, overloading IG-88's systems and turning him almost entirely off, but shutting down all of his movements. Boba Fett promptly put about 3 concussion grenades inside of IG-88's body and blew the droid to smithereens. Now, we see what's left of IG-88 in the Ugnaught droid melting chamber when Chewbacca goes to get C-3PO's parts. If you look closely, you'll see the body of IG-88. Now, all of the other 3 IG-88 units were stunned by this fall of their comrade. So, they promptly, IG-88C and D promptly went to avenge IG-88B and to kill Boba Fett. Now, when they arrived on Tatooine waiting for him, Boba Fett showed up in Slave 1 and, showing what a great pilot he was, promptly destroyed both of them. Now, all that was left was IG-88A. Now, IG-88A had heard about the Death Star and knew that it would be the perfect weapon to start his droid insurrection with. So, he uploaded himself to the Death Star by making an entire squadron of droid stormtroopers that looked exactly like regular stormtroopers, and putting them inside the Death Star so one of them could implant him into the circuit boards, and he would take over the Death Star, which he successfully did. IG-88 made himself completely invisible to the Imperials and didn't act until he thought it would be just right. Now, this is the second Death Star we're talking about. So when the Battle of Endor came about, and Lando Calrissian and Chewbacca flew into the middle of the Death Star with the other Rebel pilots, it says IG-88 just dismissed them as nothing more than pests. And he knew that it was time for his droid insurrection. So he planned on destroying all of the Imperial ships with the Super Laser and the Rebels, and taking over everything. But as we know, the second Death Star was blown to smithereens and into space dust, and that never happened. And that was the end of IG-88, who could have been the possible overlord of the galaxy instead of Palpatine. Now, I feel like one day I will do a theory video on what if IG-88's plan had succeeded, because it would be a very interesting thing to see if he became the Overlord or the Emperor instead of Palpatine in a galaxy full of droids. Thanks for listening.